There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with me. Ricky Rocket has a problem with his voice. He's having trouble being heard. Can you imagine that? Ricky Rocket not being able to... speak because of a problem with his voice. So Ricky Rocket is not here with us today, but he's fine. It's just his voice is shot. John Reagan's with us, Captain John Reagan, and I was talking about Mayor Lyle Anderson of Lebanon, Missouri, the mayor who did not take his city manager out to the woodshed for saying, you know, the Constitution of the state of Missouri, well, it's irrelevant. We don't care about that around here. We have our own policies and procedures. He didn't fire the city manager. He didn't. So if you'd like to call the mayor of Lebanon, Missouri, and find out why they decided to kill the Get Prepared Expo with a police presence every day of the expo, setup day, and the two following days, police presence, fire trucks. Why they had to ruin it? Why did they have to scare our guests away? Why did they have to do that? Literally, 97 one-hour seminars over a two-day period. That was our third expo in Lebanon, Missouri. The city loves us, but the city government is miserable. And they circled the wagons. They decided they're going to protect this one out-of-control, arrogant cop. This young cop who decides he's going to complain to City Hall about the fact that we didn't want uniformed police patrolling after we consecrated the grounds as sacred. They don't care about treaties with the Native Americans. City of Lebanon is out of control, and it's off limits to the Finelli family. And I'm not going back. I'm not going back to Lebanon. It's only 20 miles away. I'm not going back to Lebanon. As a matter of fact, John Reagan, let me share a story with you. I know some young people, you know, who after school they would go to the McDonald's in Lebanon. There's a McDonald's, a Burger King, and you know, there's Arby's and other fast food joints there, and they'd hang out at the McDonald's parking lot, and they'd buy, you know, some fast junk food, right? Or fast junk. And as Dr. Shuley might say. Well, you know, the police would come and run them out. You know, we can't let them hang around here. Can't let them, you know, pull in and chat, buy some junk. So they'd run them out. So my young friends, whom I know that we go to McDonald's, don't go to McDonald's anymore. Not only don't they go to McDonald's in Lebanon, they don't go to McDonald's. Because they treat all the McDonald's the same. Well, I mean, it's you know, McDonald's. They ran us out in Lebanon, so why would we go to one in the next town or the next town or the next town? McDonald's is not interested in us, so why should we spend our money there? So what's happening to McDonald's? Their profits are down. Their revenue's down. Good for them. Keep it up. Keep chasing customers away, and you'll see what happens. You have fewer customers. John Reagan?
Yeah, fewer customers and higher wages. Isn't that a great recipe?
It's a great recipe for disaster. So, you know, is the world going to be okay without McDonald's? Sure, we'll be fine without McDonald's. I mean, if you think about it, McDonald's, how good is whatever McDonald's serves? How good is it? I mean, I'm sure it tastes good. I'm sure they have they've spent a fortune on making it taste good. As a matter of fact, how about that? How about that McDonald's hamburger and French fries that's in a museum? It's been there since the 90s, right? It looks just as good today as it did then, except that, you know, the wrapper is slightly discolored, but the hamburger and French fries look the same as they did when they were served. How can that be? Even the mold doesn't want to eat it. Oh, man, I can't believe it. There goes another sponsor. It's great having those sponsors. It really is. Because we don't have to be careful with what we say. Okay, so, John, what do you have on your agenda for today?
Well, well, let me just back up for a minute. I've been meaning to talk about this. It was a little bit over a year ago when I first guest hosted USA Prepares. And it was shortly after that that I became the regular Monday guest. And I got to looking at all my scheduled appearances. Mm-hmm. And then you subtract out the number of times I've been on the radio. And I discovered that I've missed a negative number of times.
No, wait a minute. Hold on. Okay. So, this equation just one more time for clarity, please.
Okay. So I'm scheduled to be on the radio on Monday.
Right.
So I take all the Mondays that we were live,
right.
Add those up, and I go
right.
back and add up all the times that I've been on with USA Prepares. So I subtract it out to figure out how many times I missed,
uh-huh.
and it's a negative number.
And, you know, class, if you are as fortunate as I am to have a friend like John Reagan, you're in great shape. Seriously. John Reagan fills in. You know, things go wrong here at USA Prepares. For example, Rick Miller, I called him this morning, and his voice was gone. I said, Rick, you know, you okay? He goes, yeah, I'm okay, but I don't have a voice. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, this is like maybe less than 15 minutes before airtime. I'm trying to figure out how this is going to work. So it's going to be me and Rick. And Rick doesn't have a voice. So I said, okay. I'll call John Reagan, and if he can do it, we're good. And Rick said, you know, he would do it, you just wouldn't be able to hear him. So I'd probably be okay if it were TV, right? But because it's radio, it's really difficult if you can only hear one of us, you know, one side of the conversation. So I called John Reagan, and I said, hey, happy birthday, John. And by the way, 14 minutes from now, we can be on the air. And he said, sure. So if you have a friend, as I do, you know, you're John Reagan, you're doing very, very, very well. And you're very fortunate. So, John, I want to thank you. I really do. From the bottom of my heart, you have always been there. And your attendance is in the, well, I mean, it's as high positive as you can get in my book. But in your arithmetic model, it's a negative number, right?
Yeah, kind of like interest rates.
Yeah, I was listening to the news. I was listening to Mrs. Finelli has a satellite receiver. Oh, by the way, Rick Kaler is going to be on with us, and we're going to talk about how you can have your own satellite receiver. You can buy it for $199 and he'll program it. That's on May 5th at 9 o'clock. Rick Kaler, Rick's satellite. And he's one of our instructors. He'll be talking about that. So she was listening yesterday, and I happened to walk into the kitchen, and they're saying that the feds do not want you to have cash because of the negative interest rates. It's going to cost you. It's going to actually, if you put like $100 in at the end of the year, you'll have less than $100 when the bank is done with you. Right? When that happens, negative interest rates. They don't want you putting cash in a safety deposit box. So what they're thinking is that people will say, well, shoot, I'll have less digits in the bank after a year if I don't spend them. So I'll just get the digits out and put them on pieces of paper with, you know, dead presidents and green ink and so forth, and I'll put them in my safety deposit box. But they won't let you do that now either, right?
You shouldn't have, you know... things like that in the safety deposit box anyway.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, it's insanity. It's insanity in trusting, you know, your valuables, you know, like documents that you must keep locked up in a place that you can't get to without the permission of a third party. So, and you pay them to store your stuff where you can't get it 24 hours a day, whenever the heck you want. You have to wait till they're open. You have to wait till they let you in, and then, you know, behind the locks and the gates, and then you can open your box, you know, at their pleasure. Well, it's crazy to do that and to pay them to do that. So I wouldn't have any care. I don't have a safety deposit box, and I recommend that no one has one. So what you need to do is buy a safe and keep it, you know, concealed, and keep it where it the contents won't burn should there be a fire. That's what you should do. And can you buy one? Absolutely. You know, I bought a safe, a used safe. Nobody wanted it. It was, let's say 3 feet by 3 feet by 4 feet. It probably weighs 500 pounds. It's got these cast iron wheels. I can't move it. Can't open it. It's fire resistant. Now, it's probably like $450. It's an antique. It's from the 1900s. I suggest that, and it has a tumbler. I suggest that y'all get one and put your stuff in it. And bolt it to the floor, or bolt it to a concrete wall, or put it in the basement or something where you can get to it and kind of cover it so you can't really see it. And there it is. Why would you have your personal, private, important valuables entrusted to some organization like a bank? You don't even know those people. What if you had to get it in an emergency and they're closed? Can you call them up and say, well, listen, would you open the bank for me? I really got to get my stuff. You think that would happen? Sundays. You think you'd get it on a Sunday? Forget the bank. And I suggest that you keep cash in hand. You know, what happens if you get arrested? Like my neighbor did. She needed $1,500 to get out of jail. Didn't have it. So she spent like a week in jail for a crime she didn't commit. Yeah, and the deputies or somebody from the sheriff's office planted drugs, you know, with their names under her porch. So she had a vial of pills with one of the employees of the jail under her porch. Huh. The sheriff's deputies find it and arrest her. She doesn't even know this person. So, safety deposit boxes, I say forget them. Seriously. Boy, John, I didn't know you could hit so many buttons so quickly today. All right, I'll tell you what. You take us back after these few short commercial announcements. I'm going to hit the mute button, and I'm going to try to be quiet. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hey, John, I wasn't kidding. I thought you were going to bring us back.
I tried.
Oh, okay. All right, bring us back.
Hey, this is John Reagan, and this is the part of the show where we supply. Let's see how long Vince will stay on mute. I've got a number of articles from last week in the control section we didn't get to. We've got one how new Fords will make you obey the speed limit. It's one of those nudges to the self-driving car. Of course, they're also going to probably ticket you anytime you go over the speed limit, which can happen quite often. They also want to track your mileage so they can tax you by the mile. And if that's not enough, we've got an eighth grader charged with a felony after changing a teacher's laptop background photo. And it's not a matter of what the photo was. It's a matter of access to the computer. And if that's not enough, you know, we've talked about how the average person commits 2 to 3 felonies a day without realizing it. Well, we've got a dad that is facing felony charges because he brought home an injured 8-inch alligator for his son to nurse back to health. And you can't do that. It's illegal. Vincent?
Okay, so, all right, so let's talk about this alligator. We had a a story that made the news probably a couple of years ago. This 11-year-old girl was visiting her father. I assume that the mother and father were divorced. And so the mother goes to pick up the daughter at the father's house, and there in the yard is this bird that fell out of the nest, and the cat was looking to eat the bird. So the 11-year-old girl races over, grabs this baby bird that was fell out of the nest, and she puts it in a cage, and it's going to take it back to the mom's house for the rest of the week and nurse it back to health. And so they're on the way home, and they stop off. It's a summer day. It's hot. They stop off at a big box store, a home improvement store. And she brings the cage inside the store, and one of these agents of the state government was there and saw the bird and demanded an ID. So next thing, a week later, the state police and this woman who was with the agency are there, and there's a summons, $540 fine, and potential 1 year in jail for transporting an endangered species, this bird. Well, the girl had nursed this bird back to health. She called, the mother called the government and said, okay, we released the bird, everybody's happy. And they said, great, that's what you're supposed to do. But now she's facing this fine. Well, I was outraged, and it was in Virginia. I called the local agency, and they said, well, no, nobody here. So I called all the way to the region, and I said, this 11-year-old deserves a plaque. You guys are out of control, over the top, and you want to fine them for doing the right thing. I said, I'm going to talk about you guys. And then they came out with a press release, and they said, you know, before you go on the air, just wait, we'll have a press release. And I read it on the air, and they said that it was an accident. It was a mistake. It never should have happened. It was a clerical error, and they sent the police, and you know, this was a mistake. So that's the full force of the government coming down on someone who did the right thing. And so this was an 11-year-old, and now it looks like they're improving their system, and they're going after 8-year-olds, right? For changing a screen. I mean, really, really, is that a problem? And then this alligator, nursing it back to health, isn't that what happened, John?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the idea is, I guess, we let the alligator die, right? Is that the plan?
Only the government can be compassionate.
It's out of control. And so for those of you who want to know why I say the things I do about the government, I mean, really. And by the way, I used to have a boss. I used to have a boss who said, Vinny, you don't deal well with stupid people. And you know what? He's right. He's right. And nothing's changed. I still don't deal well with stupid people. John Reagan, I'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com. and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. The Financial State of the Union.com. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. And if you'd like to go to his website and click on the news tab, that's where we usually hang out on Mondays when Captain John Reagan, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. His news articles that we discuss here at USA Preparers are, that's TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. Click on the news tab. Sherry from Kansas You're on with Captain John Reagan and me. Welcome.
Hey. Good morning, gentlemen. You know, the deal about negative interest rates made me think of, I've studied some different ideas for local currencies. And there was a gentleman named Silvio Gesell, or Gesell, it's G-E-S-E-L-L. Is either one of you familiar with something called stamp script?
John?
Can't say that I am.
Pardon? Well, he was a businessman, and he served briefly for the Bavarian government between the First and Second World Wars, but he also did a lot of business in South America. And his idea was for a local currency, and there were some places that tried this in the German area, that area after the First World War when they were screwing those people so bad. But it's a local currency that actually has a demurrage on it that, you know, it decreases just slightly in value if you don't keep it in circulation. And it was called stamp script. And, you know, there was a good theory behind it, and it's kind of hard for me to explain, but when you think about it, money is supposed to represent value in goods, but where the goods, especially a food product, but other things too, if you don't store them right, they will, you know, either get buggy or get moldy or something like that. Same thing with, you know, clothes. If you don't store them right, they could get moldy or stuff. And but it's not right that money that they he had some really good ideas when it came to the logic of interest. But anyway, I encourage you to if they're going to charge us negative interest rates, we might as well all start our own stamp script locally and at least have some relief from it. But it's his name was Silvio G-E-S-E-L-L.
Okay, I'm going to go look him up. But, Sherry, have you heard the term not guilt, N-O-T-G-E-L-D, N-O-T-G-E-L-D, not guilt, not gold? Have you heard that term?
No. What is that?
Okay, World War One. There was inflation was raging out of control, and so in Germany, there were the local, we'll call them communities, issued their own trading pieces of paper, and it was not gold. It was not money. It was emergency currency, if you will, and it was local, and it looks like carnival money. It looks like artistic little piece of paper the size of Monopoly money, and it was used. And we have some examples of that here at the farm that we bought many, many years ago. And it was usually on paper, but there were some coins and leather and silk and postage stamps and aluminum foil. I mean, all kinds of things were being used for trading purposes. And what we can do, if we want, is we can use that something that's already there, and that would be gold and silver. And so I highly recommend silver, and, you know, it's got value right now. It's going to continue to have value. It'll probably purchase pretty much what it used to, you know, throughout its...
Yes, but that could be hoarded.
Yeah, and what's wrong with that?
Well, you know, and it is in short supply. So,
yeah, but what's wrong... What's wrong with that, Sherry? So, for example, let's say you're a saver, Let's say you're thrifty. Let's say, you know, you don't waste anything. You use paper towels as long as you can. And when you're done with that, use them to check the oil or clean up, you know, a grease spill. And then, you know, when it's at that point, you put it in the fire to, you know, for the BTU energy to heat your home. So, you know, let's say you are that thrifty and you don't waste anything and you've been able to accumulate.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, I'm saying. Yeah. But it's just that there's going to be people that all they've got to trade is their skill, their labor, and maybe what they can produce from the land.
Mm-hmm. And Miles,
I think
Miles,
the colonists got screwed, you know, with the early part of our country, you know, and even before the United States was made a country, they were screwing the producers, and they always screw the producers, the farmers. I mean, that's the history of farming throughout ages.
Yeah, and the Indians. Let's get them, too. Well, you know, Sherry, one of our instructors lives in the European Union. His name is Miles, M-I-L-E-S. And Miles is a farmer, lives on a farm, and he and his neighbors have gotten together, and they work together. So they have like an hour bank where you put time in, and you work for each other. You help each other. So if you're a doctor or you're a farmer or you're a maintenance person, an hour is worth an hour. So a doctor's hour is worth the same as anybody else's hour, okay? And so you put in an hour, and you can draw out an hour of somebody else's time. And it's great. And everybody, their time is worth the same amount. And it should be, because if you think about it, you know, we all have hours, but they're not replaceable. So a doctor's hour in his life is just as valuable as anybody else's hour. Because once you spend it, it's gone, and you can't get it back. So that's what they do. And it's a great way of going. I love it.
Well, it's that, but I can see where if somebody, like somebody who's accumulated a lot of tools to do something faster, they're, I think, like, you know, gosh, I'd hate to have to use a hammer all the time instead of an air gun, you know, and things like that. I can see where people have had to have accumulated their tools. They should get a little bit more. Now, doctors and lawyers, I don't think they should get more. I just like
to say lawyers. Lawyers, I think. How much time is there? How much is their time worth?
Oh, you know,
you're talking about negative interest rates again.
There you go. I worked at a car repair shop in the office, and the ones that balked at the labor rate, you know, and guys who work on cars, you know, they go to the school of hard knocks just because they can do a tranny a lot faster because they've learned how to do it faster. Doesn't mean they shouldn't get paid the, you know, for if it's a 4.5 hour job on a front wheel drive car, they should get that, you know, and they're, but the doctors and the lawyers were usually the ones that balked at that price. You know,
Sherry, I had a company back in Virginia, and a lawyer came in and he wanted us to build a network for him. And I said he wanted to buy some computers, and he wanted us to network it and configure it and train. And I mean, it was a nice project, right, in terms of our company side. And I told him that we have a policy. We don't sell computers to lawyers. He thought I was kidding. I said, no, I'm not kidding. No, we have a policy. And he's like, why? I said, well, you know, lawyers are people who are naturally inclined to argue, and then they go to school to enhance it. And I said, you know, and probably, you know, they'd find all kinds of reasons why they weren't happy with whatever we did. So we're just gonna prevent all that. I said, by the way, Sears sells computers, and back then they did. So, it's tough to want to be involved with lawyers. Really, it is.
Well, if you have anybody in your repertoire of instructors, maybe a few that can talk and, you know, have a regular deal about the ins and outs of starting your own local currency, because, you know, some of them are based on computers.
Okay, I got to tell you, I'm not up for using computers to create currency. I'm not
right.
I'm really not. I mean, tracking it's one thing, but having a computer, ether developed, ether based, conceptual currency, I'm not up for that. I'm really not, because take away the electrons and that disappears.
Right, and that's
now in terms of a work bank. In terms of tracking, using a computer to track, you know, a work bank and having backup paper documents, that's different. I'm not opposed to that. But what I am opposed to is a form of electronic currency that can evaporate at any second. An EMP could take that away, and we could say, "Oh man, I have no idea what you have in the bank. Prove it. Prove it now." Now, Sherry, it's up to you to prove what you had in the bank. I'm not up for that.
Right.
John Reagan, what are your thoughts?
Well, the thing is, if we end up down that path where we end up with a technological police state, you're not going to have the option of having your own currencies or bartering. You're going to be living in such a controlled state. Now, if we end up down the other scenarios where that technology goes away, then you have considerations on what do you want to use as currency.
Yeah, Sherry, what he's talking about is the coming police state.
Well,
it's out of control.
There's so many more of us.
I know.
It can get to there unless they just eliminate a lot of us.
Well, Sherry, there's a whole bunch of us who are weak. Absolutely weak. As a matter of fact, when I was talking with the cops, you know what? Not one person came to my rescue. Not one. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And Sherry, did you have something else that you wanted to say?
Well, I wanted to recommend someone you could maybe interview. His book I've got.
We know the guy. His name is Miles. His name is Miles,
okay,
and
Miles.
He is in the European Union. Yeah, I will be chatting with him, I'm sure, this week. We'll get together, and I'll ask him if he can come and discuss that. But he's in the European Union. He's about 7 hours offset from us. But I'll chat with him. And
another gentleman here in the States has written about a lot of different, he's investigated a lot of different local currencies, and it's Thomas H. Greco, Jr. And
how do you spell his last name?
G-R-E-C-O. You can actually find part of this book of his on money in a PDF file on the Internet. But
I'll look him up.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Vince. Bye.
Hey, thank you so much. John Reagan, we've got a couple more minutes to share some of the economic news, if you'd like.
Well, I thought back up to, you know, the number crunching I did on USA Prepares. I happen to notice there's another regular that's missed a number of times over the last year, sometimes with some very, very suspicious excuses like, John, my studio's blown up.
You're not going to buy that, are you? Hey, you're talking about me, aren't you?
I'm not mentioning any names.
You know those? Okay, all right. Well, you can. You know, literally, we had two explosions in the studios. I mean, literally. I had the battery bank here with the uninterruptible power. And literally, there was like two separate explosions months apart. Battery acid vaporized all over the studio. I had to scrub it down, baking soda and, you know, a respirator and boots and goggles and, you know, wash the clothes immediately. Absolutely. Scrub down the studio. No question about it. Two large explosions with Walmart brand marine batteries. And if you want, you can go to the internet and look up Walmart marine battery explosion or marine battery explosion, and you'll see. I'll just do it right now. Let's see what happens. Yeah. It looks just like that. Okay, just go to, let me click on images. Yeah, there you go. Just look up marine battery explosion. Okay, and what you'll see is the cases, and click on images. You'll see the cases blown apart. Okay, just like what happened in my studio. You'll see these batteries with the tops blown off. I'm not talking about the caps. I'm talking about the tops of the batteries blown out, the acid gone, vaporized all over. I mean, that's what happened. So that was one of my excuses. Let's see. Another one was I went to the National Association of Broadcasters. I did that. Something I wanted to do. I wanted to meet some broadcasters. I didn't meet a single one. But I did learn about some equipment, and, you know, we built our own studio here at the farm. We have a full-fledged radio studio that I built out of all kinds of used stuff. Everything's used. I mean, there's nothing that I have in the studio that's new. Nothing. Actually, there's one thing. A Comrex communications box, because I couldn't find one used. Other than that, everything's used. See, what else? What else did I miss, John? The internet went down. The internet went down, yeah, that's true. I had the guys stomping around, digging up the cable. That's true. That was another one. But generally, you know, I try really hard not to miss broadcasts. I really try not to. I'm not in the negative numbers like you are, but I try hard. So if you have any recommendations for, you know, being on duty more, I'd love to hear them. I really would. John Reagan, hey, thanks so much for being with us. I wish you a very happy 29th anniversary of your 29th birthday. I trust you and your lovely wife are going to be spending some time together. And I hope you have a lot of fun. And I'll see you on Monday, right?
Right.
Right. Captain John Reagan will be back on Monday. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.